straight to Gail. And we are reviewing this week, or rather Gail is, because I've not seen it, Wednesday, the top streaming Netflix series currently on that streaming platform. Wednesday of, yes, Adam's Family, Wednesday Adam's Family Fame. Let's take a listen to a small Aniana trailer.
Nevermore was created as a safe haven for our children to learn and to grow, no matter who or what they are. Should we meet your new roommate?
Are you feeling okay? You look a little pale.
Please excuse Wednesday. She's allergic to color.
Oh, wow. What happens to you?
I break out into hives and then the flesh peels off my bones. I act as if I don't care if people dislike me. Deep down, I actually enjoy it. Billy. There's just something wrong about this place. Not just because it's school. Secret societies, hidden libraries, a homicidal monster. What other surprises are in store?
It is Wednesday, as in, yes, Wednesday Adams of Adams Family fame. Gail, hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I don't know where I've been. Well, I do know where I've been. I've been knee deep in renovating a house, so I wasn't even aware that Wednesday was a thing. This sounds cracking. Is it any good?
It's absolutely cracking, I must say. Tim Burton is the executive producer, and he directs four of the episodes. So Tim Burton fans are in for a treat, and anyone who loves the Addams Family, and I've always loved the Addams Family, is going to love this. Wednesday, Jenna Ortega, she's been around for a while on the Disney Channel. She's only 20 now, but she plays Wednesday Addams, the child full of woe.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Each of the episodes includes the words woe, so it's quite a bit of fun. And there's lots of bits of fun in this, but she sort of arrives, she's at school, a normal American high school. But after her brother Pugsy is bullied, she fills the bully's pool where he's swimming with piranhas, and it doesn't go down well, so she's expelled. And then she's taken off to Nevermore, which is modeled on Edgar Allan Poe's poem, The Raven. And it's a school for sort of misfits and outcasts, and she's dropped off there where her mother Morticia went. And within sort of a few minutes, she's sort of has to find a killer monster, navigate the sort of teenage world of Nevermore, which is slightly different to a normal one, but still has the same sort of traps in it. She has to unravel a mystery about her parents from 25 years ago. And thrown into the mix, she started to have sort of psychic visions. And I have to say that the Catherine Zeta-Jones and Louis, what's his name, Guzman, star as Morticia and Gomez. And it's just lovely. There's just so much to love about this sort of strange, beautifully, beautiful, macabre, lots of humour, lots of very sinister, potentially sinister characters. Christina Ricci turns up in it as one of the teachers. It's eight episodes, so I'm two from the end. I didn't quite make it through to the end just because I just ran out of binging time. Unfortunately, one must do one's chores in between as well.
Yeah, that's true. Somebody had messaged in earlier. I'm glad that you've cleared that up for us, because somebody had messaged in earlier because I'd said that my introduction really to the Addams Family was the series, of course, but was the Addams Family movie that came out when I was about 10 or 11 and starred Christina Ricci. And somebody messaged and said, oh, yes, she plays the mother, but not. It's Catherine Zeta-Jones who plays Morticia, but
yes,
Christina Ricci turns up as a second. As a different character.
Yeah, she turns up as the only sort of what they call normie teacher at
right.
the school. So Marilyn Thornhill, she sort of works with carnivorous plants, and she seems to be enjoying herself. In fact, that's one of the things that I liked about this, is everyone in it is really enjoying themselves. Gwendolyn Christie, who was cast
yes.
as the knight Brianna, I think, or Brienne, that's right, in Game of Thrones.
That's right. That's where she's from.
Yes.
Ah, I couldn't picture her. Place her.
Yes, her wardrobe is magnificent. You know, she's 6 foot two, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
So she's beautiful, statuesque actress, and she just really leans into this role. She looks magnificent. It's just lovely. The school is near the town of Jericho, which sort of makes its living about with a sort of town theme park about the pilgrims, and there's sort of all sorts of sinister stuff about those colonizers as well. So there's just 100 things to love, and in the school there's these sort of four gangs. They're called the Fangs, the Furs, the Stoners, and the Scales, which are the vampires, the werewolves, the gorgons, and the sirens. And there's just so many little details, and there's a few nods to the Addams Family series, which, you know, the black and white series. There's, and of course, the 1991 film with Christina Ricci as Wednesday. And I have to say that I have nothing bad to say about it. I've thoroughly enjoyed it. I've been watching it with my 13-year-old, and she's thoroughly enjoying it too. We just couldn't stay up any later.
I'm going to start watching it.
Yeah,
Now I've got some time off. Well, I was going to say that I don't know if having a baby is having time off, but not really. But there's going to be time. You know, there's going to be those late night fees where I need to look at something on the phone maybe, and that might be it. She's yes. beautiful, Jenna Ortega. I had said, oh, what's she been in? But actually, having a look, I loved that series, Jane the Virgin. Loved it. Binge watched it. She played the young Jane in that. She also featured in the second series of the Netflix thriller You, which I also really, really enjoyed. And I gather that she appeared in Scream number 8 or whatever number they're at in that series. Yeah, exactly. I'm going to give it a go. It looks like good stuff. Gail, thank you very much indeed. As I say, this is my last hurrah. Not quite, but this is my last show. So thank you so much for all that you bring to Weekend Breakfast. We appreciate you enormously. And I will see you at some point in the new year.
Oh, congratulations and good luck. It'll be such fun.
Thank you.
Not a lot of sleep.
No, not minimal sleep, lots of fun, we hope. Gail Edmonds, reviewing for us Netflix series Wednesday.